Hey friends, welcome back to A Homemaker's Manifesto, the podcast. My name is Issa and I am very happy to have you here with me today. We're going to talk about, we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, and actually I think it would be unfair to say that this is one of my favorite subjects, although it is a huge part of who I am and my paradigm and my past, and it is one of my current interest. I've been learning a lot more about it, and that is kind of like herbalism and natural health. So just diving right in, I grew up in a definitely like natural health oriented household. Both my mom and my grandma were interested in kind of nutrition and natural health, holistic health, alternative medicine. Kind of, I would say, like, before it was cool, like, it was pretty normal to be interested in that kind of thing in San Francisco, where I grew up. But it's kind of interesting because, you know, as a mom myself now, in what we call crunchy mom communities on the internet, there are so many women who are so educated and well-versed about natural health, natural living, whatever you want to call it, who did not grow up at all with, you know, health food, which is, maybe I'll get into that term itself, it's a pretty loaded term, but, you know, they grew up with very conventional, what American way of eating, modern medicine, not really thinking or questioning any of that stuff at all. For me, it was kind of the opposite, and it's funny because as a result, I feel like I'm not at all an expert. It's just sort of something I've always taken for granted, the sort of natural health paradigm, holistic health paradigm. I was raised to believe, and to this day, especially as a Christian, strongly believe, you know, that our body is a whole interrelated system. And I am not wholly like 100% opposed to modern medicine at all. Obviously, there have been some scientific breakthroughs, medicines and treatments that have been made available that have improved quality of life, and I think there is a very strong current of regard for the inherent dignity of man within that. But we also see, and I think it really is the industrialization of modern medicine that has made this so problematic. We see a lot of problems with modern medicine. I have consistently discovered that for myself, just between myself going to the doctor, taking my kids to the doctor, even veterinary medicine really can really frustrate me, because there is this added element of, I could go on and on. That's not actually what I did not sit down to record a rebuke of modern medicine at all, because I think that we can get really problematic when we're like, everything modern is bad. Not at all. You know, a lot of us are probably alive today.